What did the sanitary napkin say to the fart? You are the wind beneath my wings. Oh my God. What's up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and come get silly with me. Now, this is the podcast where we like to shoot the shit. So shout out to all of my OG listeners. I appreciate you. And what up to my new listeners? I'm glad that you decided to step back, and I hope you decide to stay. We have cookies sometimes, if you have it in your house. Okay. Subscribe to this podcast and download episodes so you can get pro silly with me without needing any Wi-Fi or data. All right, so last time, Mello and I had some stories to share about cheaters and the crazy shit they did. And it got wild, y'all. We also learned that that oral sex is best when you're not driving. All right, look, I told y'all it was wild last week. All right, Mello had a story of his own to share too. And if you missed last week's episode, guess what? It's still there. Go ahead and take a listen. But today, guys, it's just me today. We on our solo game for this one. Okay, I know how much y'all enjoy barely hearing Mello speak. I'd be like, yo, homie, you got to speak up. No one can hear you, bruh. You know, but every episode he gets louder and he finds his confidence on the pod. And well, he found a drink and filled himself with some liquid confidence, if you catch what I'm throwing here. So anyways, today is just you and your audible boo thing. What's up, y'all? What's up? And I have a lot for you guys for this episode. And we trying something new this week. Should be fun. I also just realized that this is the 234th episode. And I never really counted them or kept up with it or whatever. I probably should have like celebrated, ooh, the 100th episode. But I couldn't because I didn't realize it was the 100th episode. I just enjoy making the content and chilling with you guys. And if you've been here since day one and you listen to me advance ever so slightly each episode, shout out to you. All right. And my new listeners too. But this podcast has changed a lot since it came out, what, 3 years ago? 4 years? I don't even know. It's been a minute. I think it was like 2018. I've been out for a minute. But if y'all could do me a favor and give this podcast a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening to, especially if you're listening with Apple Podcast or Spotify, because the podcast gods pay attention to them the most for some reason. So hook your audible boo thing up with the opportunity to earn more listeners. Yes, that's what your review can do. You guys hold more power than you think. Hook me up now. Oh, and don't forget to check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. I post photos pertaining to my episodes and some other stuff, you know. It's a good time. All right, y'all. So real quick before we get into today's show. So if you've been listening for the last couple of episodes and you subscribe to my YouTube channel as well, then you probably know that my surgery date is almost here. It's actually next week. So if you're new here, I have cubital tunnel syndrome, and it's very similar to a carpal tunnel, except it's a different nerve from what I understand, and affects a different part of my hand and even my elbow and arm. Anyways, it really affects my elbow area and the last three fingers on my right hand, my middle finger, ring finger, and the pinky. If I bend my elbow for too long, which can honestly just be a few seconds, I get like this painful, tingly feeling in my fingers and my arm. So the surgery is supposed to get those nerves inside of my elbow to do what the fuck they're supposed to do. And it should help my arm do what it's supposed to do without the pain, you know. It's supposed to be about like a 30-minute procedure, and I should be able to leave same day. It's supposed to be like an in-and-out kind of thing, according to my orthopedic specialist. And it's a very common procedure, and everything should be just fine. So anyways, the other day, I had my pre-op examination, and I had to sign the paperwork that says, the absolute worst could happen, and we want you to sign this. So if the absolute worst does happen,
you can't sue us.
You know, something along those lines. And I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't afraid, because I am. It's surgery. And it's my first one, except for like when I got my wisdom teeth pulled out, but that was a bit different, I think. And hopefully my only one that I have to do for a while, if ever. So if you guys could give me some positive energy and some good vibes sent my way, that would be fucking awesome. And I would appreciate it very much. It's crazy how the older we get, we still afraid of shit. It's the type of fear that changes the older we get. Now, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the dark. Now I'm afraid of death. So when I was a kid, I was afraid. I wasn't afraid of bugs at all. I wasn't. I used to pick up like, you know, worms and roly-polies and shit like that. You know, it didn't bother me. Nowadays, if my hair touches my neck the wrong way, I will jump the fuck out of my skin. You understand? Yo, shit changes the older you get, fam. That's how it is. You know, there was a time I could stay up all day and all night and wake up early as fuck for no reason and actually have energy. Now, if I'm woken up from my sleep for no reason, I'm ready to end someone's whole life. Like, you want to piss me off? Wake me up. Wake me up for no good reason. Wake me up for nothing. That's a good way to get on my bad side. And if we're being honest with ourselves, you know, not much changes as we get older. As I've always said, adults are just big ass kids that pay taxes. Real talk. That's what I think. And some of them don't even do that. You know, I feel like I've said that to you guys before. And I remember when I was in middle school, I told myself that I could not wait until I was an adult because I wouldn't get made fun of. Things would be easier. I'll have a car and an awesome job and I can do whatever I want, stay up as late as I want, do whatever I want you. I don't know what that voice was. I just knew that I was going to be married and live happily ever after. And yeah, none of that happens. I'm in my 30s and I'm starting a new career. Well, I don't want to say career, but a new job as a delivery driver. That's not where I saw myself when I was a kid. I just knew I was going to be a famous comedian. I knew I was going to be an actor. I just knew it. I knew I was going to make it. I've been kind of down on myself about that. I think we all go through those moments in life where we thought we would be someplace else by the time we reached a certain age. We've all been there. You know, there was a time when we were kids, we wanted to be ninjas and princesses and starfish and shit like that, you know. But as we get older, priorities change, life gets real, problems are not so easily solved by a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or our mama kissing our wombs. You know, sometimes you had to put some rubbing alcohol in that shit. You know what I mean? Life is just, wow. But yeah, none of that happened. So when I became an adult, I learned that adults are assholes, one. And some of them never actually ever even grew up, okay? But I would not describe my job as awesome, but it is a job, and it's not a shitty job. Again, it's just not where I saw myself. But now I can stay up as late as I want. But my body wants me to be in bed by 8 p.m., okay? I'm painfully single and nowhere near marriage, and happily ever after feels like a fairy tale. Okay, don't mind me just sitting here enjoying my 30s. Okay, I haven't even mentioned the fact that my knees and back sound like fireworks, the way they constantly pop, and I gain weight if I just smell food now. So there's that. I just, somebody opened up a fresh honey bun, 80 pounds right there. So let's not even talk about how insane this country has gotten over the last few years. I'm sure you guys have heard the news about Roe v. Wade and how women pretty much don't have any rights at all. Half of the country doesn't matter when you think about that. And the next step is to probably take away gay marriage and more. And I gotta tell you, I really miss being afraid of the dark. Oh man, it was so much easier when you were a kid and you just wanted your mom to leave a nightlight or something on. You know, that felt a little easier to deal with. And the way that things are going in this country, especially dealing with our government leaders, the darkness is coming into the light and that bitch is ugly as fuck. Bars, right? I'm not even a rapper. That was fire. But it's just, it's not even coming into light. We've all known that these politicians and Supreme Court justices and all these people, it's about the money. It's about the fame. It's about whatever the fuck they want. It's never, to me, especially being a black gay woman in a country that was pretty much created to hate the three things that I am. You know, I can't even say that I'm surprised that this is happening. I'm not. Handmaid's Tale was based off of something, and it feels like it's starting to come into fruition again. But this is not the podcast where we discuss politics or religion or any of that annoying and frustrating shit. I had a small tantrum, my bad. This is where you come to have fun, to giggle, to laugh, to forget, to take a break from the bullshit. That's what we're here for today, okay? All right. Can we talk about how fucking hot it's been lately? Okay, because I've actually been praying for rain. It's been so hot. I could probably cook an egg on the hood of my car most days. It's crazy. It has been record-breaking hot and humid in Atlanta the last week or so. And people are walking around cremating all over the place. It literally feels like when you step outside, you're entering the gates of hell itself. It literally feels like the inside of a freshly microwaved hot pocket. And y'all know how hot that shit is. That shit, woo, bring your tongue right out your mouth. The weatherman keeps telling us that we're going to experience rain and thunderstorms, but the storms keep getting pushed away. It's been so hot that I actually want a week of thunderstorms, but I want it. Rain on me. But we have barely gotten a day, not even a day of thunderstorms. Speaking of thunderstorms, have you ever noticed how no matter how out of shape someone is, if it rains, we all become Olympic track stars, okay? Just running our asses off like our lives depended on it. We be going for the gold trying to get out that rain. Now, I won't lie. There have been some super fat and lazy moments in my life where I just say, fuck it. I guess I'm getting wet today. I didn't sign up for cardio, okay? I'm wearing flip-flops. This is dangerous. I'm going down with my ship. Fuck it. Okay. I'm a Titanic this shit. I'm going down with my ship. Okay. And I'll make it up to myself later, man. I believe I saw a slice of chocolate cake in the fridge. I'm going to enjoy the shit out of that later. You're damn right. Let's go ahead and get on with the show. I'm sick of myself right now. Exhausted. So I was just complaining about how this country has gone to hell, but at least I can say our planet most likely won't have to deal with this particular problem. So apparently there has been a new report that is suggesting that Jupiter, the king of the planets, the biggest bitch out there, has the remains of other planets inside of it. So pretty much they're saying that Jupiter has been eating other planets. Now, how crazy is that to even think of? If you know anything about Jupiter, then you know that it is big as shit and it's more than 200 times the size of Earth. It has a super, super dry atmosphere, and its gravitational pull alone is strong as fuck. Thank you, Wikipedia, for that information. Make sure you guys go ahead and donate to Wikipedia. It's a nonprofit website, and let's face it, we have all been plagiarizing that site for years. Go ahead and donate a dollar or two. You can do it. So, I'm just being honest here. Come on, y'all. Shout out to at Time Out Travel, T-I-M-E, the word out, the word travel, on Twitter for this interesting story. They share on their Twitter page, recently, the gases of Jupiter temporarily parted, and NASA was able to get more information about its core. Now, I have to be honest with you, that entire sentence sounds like Jupiter farted, and somehow it's cleared the way for NASA to get a clear view of what the fuck is going on up there. That's the way that I choose to think about that. So, once Once all of those big-ass gas clouds disperse a bit, scientists were able to see more of what Jupiter looks like under all the gas clouds and stuff. And this is how they saw that the planet's core indicates that Jupiter has most likely swallowed up lots of small planets and space rocks. Now, apparently, this helps boost its own growth, I suppose, in here. I don't know. But as At Time Out Travel says on Twitter, it's probably a good thing that the Earth is a solid 742 million kilometers from Jupiter. Now, that's over 400 million miles away for my American listeners. And that's a hell of a commute. I complain about commuting 35 minutes. You know, it's there and back. It's, you know, can you imagine? I just found that fucking interesting. Had to share it with you guys. Why not, you know? Okay, so I was listening to my favorite morning show, The Bert Show in Atlanta, and they do this segment every now and then called Am I the Asshole? Now, I recently discovered that there's an entire Reddit community of people sharing these wild stories about something they did or said, and then they ask Reddit users if they were the asshole for whatever it is that they did, right? Now, I came across one that I just had to share with you guys, so please feel free to let me know either on the Professionally Silly pod group on Facebook or on the It's Pro Silly Twitter if you think this person was an asshole or was justified. Let me know. Let me know through those platforms there. Call on in. You guys know the number's down below in the show notes. Okay, so coming from Reddit user Throw Rabideso. I don't know how to say this name. I'm just going to spell it out for you guys when you check it out. Throw Rabideso. I don't know what that is. But anyways, that person shares this story here. It says, am I the asshole for walking out in the middle of my husband's birthday dinner? Now, that's a good way to catch your attention there. I like that. Ooh, that's a nice little title. It goes on to say, my husband, who is 30 years old, and I, 27 years old, man and female, have been together for 3 years and married for 5 months. Our relationship has been without any problems until the week before our wedding. My husband was very close friends with a woman, let's call her Ava, and he has known her since they were sophomores in high school. I never had a problem with Ava. I thought it was very obvious that she and my husband are just friends. I mean, she had a long-term boyfriend and all, so I felt no jealousy or anything. I actually got along with Ava pretty well. We all hung out together regularly, but then my husband dropped a bombshell on me the week before we got married. I remember he sat me down and told me that Ava revealed to him that she has feelings for him.
Oh, snap. I ain't ready for this.
And tried to convince him not to get married to me. She even broke up with her boyfriend of 6 years. Wow. To prove that she was serious about my husband. My husband and I both agreed to cut her off.
You're done.
We uninvited her to our wedding, and neither of us has been in contact with her since. I'm gonna tell you right now, that's a good thing that they uninvited her from the wedding. Don't let that bitch come to your wedding after she tried to stop it. No, she can't be there. That's bad juju, bad energy. Anyways, she goes on to say, it was my husband's 30th birthday yesterday, and he wanted to have a dinner with family and friends, so that's what we did. So we are all there in the restaurant eating when all of a sudden, Ava walks in. Ooh. She walks to our table and says she didn't mean to intrude, that she was just getting dinner by herself and saw us. She then wishes my husband a happy birthday. I expect her to leave, but then my husband asks if she wants to join us. What?
Oh, no, he didn't.
I look at my husband like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm visibly uncomfortable and irritated. I stand up and tell Ava that she can have my seat, and then I walk out and get an Uber home because I want absolutely nothing to do with her. When my husband comes home almost 2 hours later, he immediately starts an argument with me. He tells me I overreacted and acted immaturely. I asked him, why did he ask Ava to eat with us? Because I thought we were on the same page. He replies that he was just being nice and he didn't think it would be a big deal because it's been a long time since he's seen her, so she probably doesn't have feelings for him anymore. Wow, this guy is an idiot. And then he tells me that I ruined his birthday. I'm still upset about it. I don't think I'm the one in the wrong. I mean, this woman literally tried to steal my partner. Am I the asshole? Wow, okay. I gotta be honest here. I mean, I'm leaning more towards her side on this one. I feel like my marriage is probably more important than my birthday dinner. That's just how I feel. Okay, I get a birthday once a year. I'm married for more than once a year. No way in hell would I invite the woman who tried to convince me not to marry my wife to an intimate and friends only, celebration, friends and family celebration. And that man knew damn well that woman wasn't over him. How do you not know that? They've only been married 5 months. The wife said that the ex confessed a week before the wedding and they've only been married for 5 months. That's fucked up. Also, how confident was this woman? She broke it off like her 6-year relationship with her boyfriend for a man who was about to get married. She just knew that he would choose her. Man, that decision did not age well at all. I gotta tell you, man. And do you think like the wife overreacted? Yes, no, because I do, and no. I feel I'm on both sides of this. I feel like hubby should have been smarter than that. There's no way in hell that would have been my parents. Okay, if my dad knows better than to invite a woman who was in love with him to a family function, I think every man, every woman is smart. Well, apparently not. Shit. So this man's mama raised a straight bull, especially if he thought old girl showed up to eat alone at the same spot as his birthday dinner. Stop it. You're nasty. Okay. And I guarantee that they probably go to that same spot every year for celebrations and shit like that. You know, maybe she saw like some pictures that they posted on Facebook or something, but that chick knew that they were there and was crazy enough to show the fuck up. Nah, fam. Mm-mm. No. That's the kind of girl who kisses with her eyes open. Why were they open? And watches you sleep while holding a knife. I'm just saying, man, this chick is bold, stupid, and most likely crazy. And she's lucky as fuck that all the wife did was leave. Because there are some wives out there who would have slapped 5 across her forehead and gave her those hands as a main course meal. You understand? She knew exactly what she was doing. What do you guys think? Let me know in the pod group or on the podcast Twitter. I really want to know what you guys think. I'm serious, fam. Like, let me know because, matter of fact, pause this right now and tell me before you forget. Go, I'll be here. Pause. I'll wait. And when you come back, make sure you hit unpause because I can't hit play. I can't do that for you. I can't do that. Speaking of assholes. Who are these people with amazing driver's license and passport photos? I hate you. How does that even exist? These people have photos that look like goddamn headshots. I cannot. The jealousy flowing through my veins right now is unreal. Because my driver's license photo looks like it's my prison intake shot. Like, it's not good. People with these nice photos for their licenses, they're just waiting for someone to ask for their ID. They're just waiting for it. They know what time it is, man. And the arrogance that these people have. Oh my God. I should be ashamed of myself. Moving on. Okay, y'all. So I came across something hilarious on Reddit as well. I love Reddit. I think we're going to be using a lot more of it on this on this podcast. So this is coming from at ShekanaR215, and she tweeted something funny, but someone posted it on Reddit as a screenshot, and it says, pro tip, if watching Lil Nas X's videos turns your kids gay, just show them WAP and change them back, you know? Since evidently that's how this works, you fucking idiots. I mean, a point was made. I see no lies here in this tweet. And I find it funny how butthurt people get over shit that makes no sense. But let me share with you something that I don't find funny and can't stand. I can't stand it when I'm doing laundry and it's time to put my clothes in the dryer and someone else's clothes are in there. I have no idea why that drives me crazy. My cousin does that shit all the time, okay? Because, you know, we live in the same house. And I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, as I record this particular statement, I have clothes sitting in the washing machine that needs to go to the dryer. I am horrible. So Mello, that's my cousin, for my new listeners, he'll wash all his clothes at once. First of all, the man does not separate his whites from his colors. Now, I know that it's 2022, but y'all, segregation is okay with laundry. It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Your darks won't fill away if they go into the colors only wash. I promise you. But I tell you what. I tell you one thing. Leave a red sock in with your white clothes. Okay, see what the fuck happens. Shit is exactly like real life. A little drop will do you. And now all your white tees are mixed. Y'all walking around with mulatto t-shirts and shit. Oh my God, I am over me. Okay, so let me get back to what I can't stand. There's just something about opening the dryer door to put your wet clothes inside only to find someone else left their dry ass clothes in the dryer. Now my task has become two tasks. Okay. I have to take their clothes out the dryer so that I can put mine in. Then you have to go through the thought process of,
does the person who these clothes belong to, do I really feel like folding the laundry for them? Have they done anything for me this week that makes me feel like they deserve for me to fold their laundry for them?
I go through a whole thing. Okay. I'm going to be real with you. I would say that about 9 out of 10 times the answer is no. Okay, so I'm not going to fold your shit. But what I will do is leave a pile of wrinkled clothing on your bed for you to fold when you get home. I'm not your fucking maid. Like, I also have a job and responsibilities. The fuck? Why I got to do you a favor and fold your clothes? I'm being an asshole. When you didn't do, look, and you didn't do me the favor in the first place of taking them out the dryer in the first fucking place. Now I gotta waste 20 seconds taking your clothes out of the dryer, carry them into your room and place them on your bed. And if it was a large load, we can double that 20 seconds because I gotta go back and get the second part of that same load. Take it out of the dryer, carry them to your room, put them on your bed, which is almost a minute. Okay, my time is the most valuable thing that I have. And your dusty ass has stole almost 60 seconds of my life. I am ridiculous and I need to stop. Let's move on. Oh my God. Shame. I should be ashamed. That's the name of this podcast episode. I should be ashamed. I gotta tell you, I'm low-key excited about what I'm about to share with you guys, but rumor has it that Cameron Diaz, an American actress, is coming out of retirement after 8 years, and I can't believe that it's been 8 years since she made a movie. I think the last movie she made was Annie, along with Jamie Foxx, and Jamie, that's one of my guys. I love him. He's my boy. I don't really know him personally, but I love that guy. But Jamie is actually the main reason that Cameron Diaz is even coming out of retirement. Now, I love me some Jamie Foxx. Let me repeat that one more time. Dope. Dude is man. Wait, dude is man? Dude is dope. Man is cool. Dude is man. The man is beyond talented. What can I say? Now, Cameron officially announced that she was going to be retiring from acting back in 2018, but hadn't made a movie since 2014. And that was Annie when that came out. She has definitely made some great films. I mean, The girl has a knack for like sexy comedy. You know what I mean? Or just comedy in general. But most, I mean, she's got great comedic timing. She's got a beautiful, huge smile, a wild and loud personality on camera. She's a lot of fun. Now, most people remember her from the movies Charlie's Angels, There's Something About Mary, Bad Teacher, and my absolute favorite, The Sweetest Thing. That's one of my favorite movies ever. Oh my God. Okay, so when she and Christina Applegate found the glory hole on the road trip in that movie, I about died laughing. There was water everywhere. If you don't know what a glory hole is, this is going to be an interesting introduction for you. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe a glory hole is like when you go to a public place, like maybe a men's room, or, you know, and there's like a, usually they're like at like gas stations in the middle of nowhere or something. I don't know. Or maybe they have houses for glory. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they choose a location. But in the men's room, usually they cut out a hole in the bathroom stall wall. And then there's someone who like slips their dick right through that hole there. So the other person in the stall next to you can suck your man bits. Or maybe you're the one who wants to do the sucking. So you, I don't know. It involves walls and holes and penises. It's a whole thing. Anyways, that scene was hilarious. Not to mention Selma Blair getting a pierced penis stuck in her mouth. That that was so funny. So many things occurred. Too big to fit in here. Too big to fit in here. You gotta go watch this movie. It's funny as shit. Okay, so pretty much, moving on. Pretty much, Jamie Foxx contacted, I can't read my own script here. So pretty much, Jamie Foxx contacted Cameron Diaz, and they had a little phone call about her coming out of retirement. Now, Cameron Diaz is in her 40s, from what I understand. And when she retired, she wanted to write books, and she started her own organic wine brand. I have no idea how to pronounce it, so go Google it. And she got married in 2015 to a musician named Benji Madden, or Madden, probably Madden. They had a beautiful daughter together, but now thanks to Jamie Foxx, Cameron might be coming back into the acting game. And I'm excited about that. She makes a lot of fun stuff. So Jamie contacted her on the phone and they had like a little conversation, but little did Cameron Diaz know, someone else was on the line. Someone who had also experience in retiring and unretiring. So I've actually got that phone call for you right now. Let's go ahead and play it.
Hello.
Cameron, what up? It's fine.
Hey.
What's up?
Thanks for calling. I'm so anxious right now. I'm like pacing the room.
How do you feel though?
I'm so excited, but I don't know how to do this, you know?
I understand. Listen, I got somebody on the line that can help you with this. Can I click him in?
I would love that. Any kind of tip I can get.
All right, hold on a second. Hello, Tom, you there?
Jamie, what's up, man?
Chilling, man. Cameron, it's the GOATs.
What? Tom?
Hi, Cameron.
Oh, my God. Is this Tom Brady?
I'm talking to Jamie. He said you need a few tips on how to unretire. relatively successful at unretiring.
Honestly, exactly what I needed.
Well, guys, I'm going to jump off and let you guys chat it up.
Perfect. We'll take it from here.
That is amazing. I mean, if anybody can help her unretire, it's fucking Tom Brady. I mean, the man is a GOAT in his field. He is. Now, it sounds like Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz are going to collab and make a movie with Netflix called Back in Action. That's what it sounds like is about to go on. And lately, Netflix has been making some pretty great originals. Now, I don't know if you guys saw the movie Red Notice with Ryan Reynolds and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That movie was fun as shit. And so, you know, keep an eye out for her gorgeous smile to be back on camera very soon. I, for one, am super excited about it. These Netflix originals are really good, man. I got a Hulu original. I mean, all these originals are great. And it's giving actors and people who work in production and et cetera, everybody through the movie industry, a chance to do more things. Not to mention, so is YouTube. You're getting really great content and shows and movies all over the platforms, plural. There's so many things to watch. I think I spend half my time scrolling through things to figure out what I'm going to watch. Half the time I don't even choose it. I'm exhausted by the time I get to like the 200th thing that I can see, like all the options. Good God. Anyways, keep a lookout for Cameron Diaz back in the news. Speaking of celebrity news, I'm sure you guys have heard about this, but R. Kelly was just given 30 years in prison for federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges. And he still has a slew of charges to face in Chicago. So to be honest with you, I'm not surprised that they, well, you know what? I am a little surprised. I am surprised that they gave him as much as they did. I guess because I'm so used to famous people getting away with anything and everything that has been the thing for decades, you know what I mean? I would say rich people, but let's face it, you and I are all richer than R. Kelly. You know, he ain't got no money to his name. He don't own nothing, pretty much. Anyways, but I'm just used to famous folks getting away with stuff. But, I gotta say, I guess the next step is Trey Songz. I mean, Keke Palmer had no problem sharing her truth about the kind of man that he is, and she is not the only one. Take a look at girlsunited.essence.com, there was an article written as late as April 22nd, 2022, this year. It was written by a woman named Brittany Nathan, and I'm sure, I'll make sure to put the link of the article in the show notes down below. But even before this article was written, there were many sexual assault allegations against him by more than one woman. And if R. Kelly can go down, so can he. Now check this out. This is from the article, and it reads, earlier this year, former UNLV basketball player Dylan Gonzalez accused Trey Songz of sexual misconduct, alleging that she was raped by the R&B artist in a Las Vegas hotel 9 years ago. Gonzalez first accused Songz in December of 2021 via Twitter. She later released an official statement on her social media platforms writing, with what seems like endlessly reoccurring news of the alleged sexual assaults committed by Trey Songz, I am forced to repeatedly relive in my mind and suffer anew the long-suppressed horror and unbearable PTSD of my rape by his very hands at a well-known Las Vegas hotel. She actually tweeted, this is coming from at LLGonZ_, Dylan Gonzalez's own Twitter, Trey Songz is a rapist. Lord forgive me, I couldn't hold that in another year. See you in 2022. She tweeted this December 31st, 2021 at 12:41 a.m. Now listen, that's all I really want to say about that. It is what it is. He literally is like a young R. Kelly. There's a lot more allegations than just that. These rich folks, especially these men, they get away with a lot of stuff. This country has proven it doesn't give two shits about the women in it. And I was pleased to see that R. Kelly got as much as he was given, because to be honest with you, it's pretty much a life sentence. He's already in his 50s, and in 30 years, he'll be in his 80s. Sucks to suck, I guess. I don't know. And to all those women who are defending these men because they're attractive or they can sing or they have money, y'all are nasty and you should be ashamed of yourselves. Moving on. So you guys know how much I love my true crime. I love it. Love it, probably in an unhealthy way. But people often forget that there is true crime out there that does not involve murder or death or something like that. Okay, so here, you guys know one of my favorite websites, thesmokinggun.com. I came across a headline that just kind of grabbed my attention, and it reads, wife beat hubby over porn pleasure session. A woman who's 30 belted spouse after catching him masturbating. That title grabbed my attention, I must say. Shout out to thesmokinggun.com. We're going to have ourselves a cold read, which means if you're new here, that means we're just going to go ahead and read right here from the actual article, verbatim. It says May 16th, so I think it was this year. Yeah, May 16th, 2022. A Florida woman is facing felony charges for allegedly beating her husband with a belt after she caught him watching pornography on his cell phone and masturbating. That's according to police. That's what's said here. Angela Davis, why that name? 30 years old, was arrested Tuesday morning following a confrontation with the 51-year-old victim at their home in Summerfield, a Centra, Florida community. Now, listen, I did not know that this was that Florida was involved. I promise you, this is not a slight toward Florida this time. because had I known, I would have announced it from the rooftop. I would have. So it says, Davy's husband told cops that he had gotten into an altercation with her after he interrupted his pleasure session. The victim said Davies became very angry and asked to see his phone, and that he complied with her request. After Davies, is it Davis? I think it's Davies. I don't know. After she discovered some sort of communication between the victim and someone on the website Reddit, police reported a verbal altercation ensued. The dispute subsequently turned violent after she wrapped a leather belt with a large metal knuckle around her face. My God, she turned that shit into a whip. Oh my God. The victim told cops that when he pulled out his phone to dial 911, Davies knocked the device from his hand and struck him several times with the belt on his arms and back. It sounds like he just beat him like Xena. Y'all remember Xena the Warrior Princess? Did she have a whip? I feel like she had a whip. No. She had like those rings, right, that go on her hip. I'm going to have to Google that later. Y'all know. Xena the Warrior. Okay. So a patrolman, or maybe he beat her like Wonder Woman. Maybe. Is that who I'm thinking about? Who had a whip? Did they both have whips? Ugh, my mind is being blown right now. Okay. A patrolman reporting observing several red marks across the back of the victim, as well as a large raised red lump on the man's arm that had a very good detail and appeared to be the buckle of a belt. Holy shit, she beat the hell out of him. When questioned by police, she confirmed that she had found the victim watching pornography on his cell phone and masturbating, and that she had gotten upset. She claimed to have struck her spouse with the belt to protect herself during a short struggle with the victim. She was arrested after instigators determined she was the incident's primary aggressor. All right, so she was charged with aggravated battery and witness tampering. And those are both felonies, so she's screwed. She was freed from the Marion County Jail at the posting $1,000 bond and is scheduled for arraignment on June 14th. That has already passed. So all of that, and it's just $1,000 bond? I'm sure her parents bailed her out. She looked like somebody with some rich ass parents. That's crazy. I mean, yeah, I can see being upset that your husband was on Reddit exchanging whatever the sexual, whatever the fuck, with some bitch on Reddit. I would be mad too, but I don't think I'm going to do anything that's going to be worth me going to jail later. Like, I'm not going to ruin my entire life because you're an ass, you know? We're going to talk about it. We're definitely going to fucking fight about it. And whether or not we get through it or not, I don't know. I can't tell you that. But I'm going to go off. I'm just not going to physically assault anyone. That's just me. It's just me. You know, I was raised different. We don't use our hands in our family. We all have a smart mouth, so that we like to hurt you with our words. Watch out. You don't fuck with the Joneses. We will hurt your feelings by telling you the truth to your face. It's beautiful. Okay, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's Jupiter is a bad bitch. Don't fuck with Jupiter, okay? She will eat you, and not in the way that you hope, ladies. Be careful. Also, if your spouse wants to masturbate, chill the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, calm down. Maybe don't attack them and go to jail for it. Now, if your spouse is masturbating while talking to some rando bitch on Reddit, I mean, you just got to pick and choose what's important to you at that time. I can't tell you. I mean, try not to ruin your life if you can help it. You know, maybe don't hit them with something that can give you all kinds of evidence. You know, fill up a water balloon. Throw that at his head. You know, try to drown him with a water balloon. It's going to take a lot of throwing, but you know, you might stay out of jail. We'll see. I don't know. Please don't do anything that I suggest. I'm not legally liable for the decisions that you make. Okay, so everything's going to be okay, you know? Shout out to you, my listeners. You guys are awesome. Hope that you guys are enjoying this podcast episode. Did a little something different this time. I tell you what, editing this is definitely took a lot longer than all my other episodes. I usually don't edit these podcast episodes, so we'll see how I feel. I may keep this up. I might not. We'll see how it goes on that. I just want to thank you guys so much for listening. I am super, super glad that you're here with me. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on whichever platform that you're using. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is posted. Also, you can download your favorite episodes and you can listen to them with or without Wi-Fi or data. So that's cool. You can be like on a plane, on airplane mode, and still have a great time with me and not have to pay that weird ass $9.99 fee for the Wi-Fi that's on a plane, which is horrible. It's never good. So download me. Also, do your girl a favor. Leave me a 5-star and written review of this podcast on whichever platform that you're using. You already know Apple and Spotify are super important. So do me a favor there. That'd be great. I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but trust me when I say those reviews mean everything. And sadly, I haven't gotten a review yet for 2022. So go ahead and hook me up with that. Check out this podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. Feel free to post things because we do have a good time there. Speaking of which, I had someone post on my Professionally Silly Pod Group. I forget what their name is or whatever. The post's still there. But the first, they were like, I'm new to the group or something like that. And then she spent the next like 2 or 3 paragraphs shouting out her own podcast. Never said a word about mine or that she enjoyed it or anything. Cause you know, it's a group specifically for this podcast. You know, I mean, you can post stuff, but you know, maybe if you're going to promote your own podcast, yeah, at least say hello to me. Tell me, do you like the podcast? Do you even listen to the, I just thought it was weird. It was like a legit, like a 2 or 3 paragraph shout out about her podcast, what it's about, what she discussed, all that stuff. And literally only said 2, like maybe a sentence of that was, oh, I'm new to the group, and that was it. And then she went right on into it. God damn. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I think my podcast is great, but it's not known by the masses yet for her to be just randomly shouting herself out. And I can feel free to say this, because I honestly don't think she listens to the podcast. And if she does, I don't even know if she likes it. I have no clue. She just hijacked my shit. Like, you know, get your own Facebook group and shout yourself out there, or at the very least ask my permission for it. God damn, you know, or at least say, hey, I listened to your podcast. Is it all right if I go ahead and shout my shit out here? Something. Dang. If you guys want to see that post, it's still there. I didn't delete it. I don't care about people posting about what they're doing. That, and if it's podcast related, okay, it's cool. But maybe give me a couple more sentences about, you know, the actual group that you're inside of. That'd be nice. If you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories and experiences that you want to share, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can literally be whatever you want. It'd be dope. You know what I'm saying? I would love to hear from you guys. If you got some drama or some advice that you want or whatever, send it to me. This podcast is about to be a lot of fun. And I'm going to tell you right now, I am completely 100% inspired by The Burt Show and the In the Moment podcast. So if you ever listen to either of those podcasts, then you understand what I'm talking about. We're going to start having some fun, but I'm going to put my own little swang on it. I don't know what that sound was beforehand, but it occurred and I'm not going to take it out. So I'll send them in. You can also leave me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or a text and I'll put you in the podcast. Unless you're not really into that, let me know. But I would love, love, love to hear from you. Once again, guys, thank you so much for listening. If this is your first time listening, I hope you do decide to come back. Hope you decide to come back and join me. I post on Fridays. Right now it's every other Friday. I will eventually go back to weekly podcast here. Just trying to give myself a small little break. And if I decide to do my podcast like I did this one today, it's going to take me longer to get those pods out. So we'll see how it goes. I'll let you guys know right here or on the podcast Facebook page, definitely on there, or on the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly. Check out the show notes For some bonus information, my social media stuff, I've included my link tree, which has the links to all of my most used social medias and platforms. My TikTok, Instagram, YouTube channels, all of that stuff all in one spot. And I did post that link for the Essence article about Trey Songz. If you want to go ahead and check that out, it is right there. For those of you that are interested in writing me or sending me things, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Shout out to Dimples and Stephanie for my birthday gifts. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. They sent me some things via PayPal, and Teleflex and Dimples mailed me something. They snail mailed me something really cool, so that's cool. If you want to see what's going on there, what they sent, go ahead and check out my YouTube channel, The Professionally Silly Channel. And I just put up an unboxing video recently, so you can go ahead and check that out. That was a lot of fun. And you guys can really send me anything that you would like, and I'll open it. Actually, no, what I'll do is I'll make a YouTube video of me unboxing it so you can enjoy my happiness visually as I open or read whatever it is that you've got. That'd be dope. Once again, I'm your Audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station right here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly way you can, and come take it seriously with me right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.